It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Delirious. Absolutely deliriously happy.
It's not like Chad Dukes. No. Is he talking about offing himself again? That boy's making me nervous a little bit.
Yeah, that wasn't literally cherry pie he was talking about. He was talking about blood and guts.
Yes, what? And not Lloyd Kaufman blood and guts either.
No, not made of hair gel.
Tomorrow on the big show, it's BYOB Friday, where we will have our immediate supervisor in here. That's what I like to refer to him as.
Right.
The word boss is difficult for me to get out of my, my mouth.
What does alcohol do for hair loss?
It begins. Yes, and Rob will still be on his diet. So Rob will be sober and CK will be drinking, and we're going to see what happens.
What you should do is tune in and watch me needle my boss. See if I'm employed on Monday.
Also tomorrow on the show, flipping out Jeff Lewis. Yeah, that's what I thought, Rob. Uh-huh.
Jeff Gold?
Buzz, you got anything
on that?
Not a clue.
I don't. No.
Flipping out Jeff
Lewis.
Oh, I
know who that is.
Okay.
He's a very swishy guy. And what he does
new for us.
Is he... He buys really expensive houses and flips them to make them ridiculously expensive.
Is that like Flip This House, or is that like the direct competitor for that show?
It's like Flip This House, but it's like Flip This House in Beverly Hills.
Oh, better. Very good. And also Chuck.
I never said that.
I'm looking forward to this guy, a tough guy. Chuck Liddell, MMA's Iceman. He will be here on the show tomorrow.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Should be a lot of fun. But before we get out of here, let's get one last segment of the one and only Mr. Buzz Burbank.
And before I begin, you remember when you liked the interns. You remember Maddie?
Yeah, you mean Matt Goldstein?
No, Maddie,
who was
the young
helping
woman
Buzz.
Who was helping for a while.
She made marshmallows.
Oh, she was very sweet.
Yes, she was, in fact. Well, this is her friend Matt's birthday today. And I just wanted to mention that because she was so good.
All right. Wow.
Now you know.
Can we have a moment of silence?
I think we've already had it.
Well, what was that? Dear, what happened to the show?
Hi, Maddie.
How are you?
You know, if you're going to give your plugs, I'm going to say hi to Brad.
All right.
Hey, buddy.
Very good. All right. The airlines are saving, damn those crickets. The airlines are saving big money and amazing amounts of fuel.
Look, they came running down the hall.
Hey, he told you to stop.
I said, shut up.
Please stop. Shut up.
Oh, they'll never rub that leg again.
Cut them all now. With one shot.
Absolutely.
Airlines saving big money and a lot of fuel now that they've removed a lot of the
what are you doing?
I'm sorry, I hit that by accident. I really did hit that by accident.
It's like doing a show with Liddy.
The damn crickets.
I don't know. Hey, what have you done?
I don't know what's happening
here. They have relatives
now. Hold on a second. Hey, guys, stop it. Shut up. They're gone now, Buzz.
Is that one of those raid bombs?
Thank you.
You know, the airlines have removed a lot of the dead weight from their planes in order to save fuel and save money. But some of the weight they've eliminated also includes extra fuel.
Oh, boy. This is so scary to me.
That's a safety problem in the minds of some U.S. Airways pilots. Eight senior pilots and their union have filed complaints with the FAA. They say they were forced to attend training sessions as punishment when they asked for an extra 10 or 15 minutes worth of fuel for their flights.
For those of you that don't fly a lot, you probably haven't been in this situation, but we've all flown all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember several trips, and the airport that sticks out in my mind is Hartsfield in Atlanta, where I never flew into Hartsfield, where you didn't circle that airport because they had traffic issues there.
Right,
and you would circle and circle and circle. And they can't control that, and this is a safety issue.
It is.
And it involves if a plane has any kind of diversion or if it has to circle because of weather, you know, they just want a little more fuel for safety, and now they're saying, well, no, they were going to cost cut, and we're going to make you jettison some of your fuel.
We're talking about maybe 10 minutes worth of fuel. Now, you've certainly circled Hartsfield longer than 10 minutes, haven't you?
It's very, very scary, and I don't blame these pilots. This is really not good.
Is this saving fuel in the long run because of the less weight of the fuel?
That's
the
idea, and it actually is saving the money, but still, if the pilots request or need or feel they need, they're the experts after all. They need 10
minutes. What are they going to start doing next? Throwing fat people off the planes?
Yes.
No,
yes,
just
they
moving
are.
Them to different seats. Guilty.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
Move to the back, sir.
Well, sorry, we need you on the left of the plane.
The pilots say they're being punished for asking for more fuel, and to prove how serious they are, the pilots and their union took out a full-page ad in USA Today yesterday, a newspaper that's particularly popular on airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. Air has responded by saying safety is always its top priority.
You know, it just gets more interesting, and now they've chucked out all the audio equipment, right? The audio-video equipment.
On some of the planes, Rob experienced that, I understand.
So what do they have, like where you would normally have the little video screens? Do they have they just
removed
them?
From what I understand,
them?
I think it was U.S. Air. I could be wrong, but it's when they have the central screens down the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know, so there's like maybe every 10 aisles there's a
right.
TV screen.
Those are good.
All that has been gutted.
Those
and the
were
video
very heavy.
Players.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the TVs are heavy.
Mm-hmm.
The equipment is heavy. It's going to save them about $3 million a year.
You know, I remember we were picking up my niece's husband who flew into a small airport up in Maine, and I'm standing next to this old codger, and it's a U.S. Airways plane that lands. And mm-hmm. I said, hey, that looked like a nice smooth landing. And the one guy goes, yeah, but I'm not sure about that left engine. And the plane had already landed, and there's black smoke. Just
oh,
not
no.
the kind that would, you know, say, fire, fire, but just enough to
like
make
it's
you,
burning a little oil?
Just enough to make you a little bit edgy, and yeah. nobody seemed to really care.
No, that U.S. that was running like a 72 Oldsmobile. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, it's plenty of fuel.
Well, the least popular president since Nixon has apparently decided to follow even more closely in Nixon's shadow.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight.
Oh, never mind.
Good luck.
Thank you. Never mind the wiretapping. President Bush has now invoked executive privilege to keep Congress from seeing the FBI's interview with Vice President Cheney about the leak of a CIA agent's identity.
You know, if there was a magic wand to wave, I'd be waving it, of mm-hmm. course. But there is no magic wand to wave right now.
I'm aware of that, George.
Isn't executive privilege kind of a magic wand?
It is kind of a magic wand.
That's his magic wand,
baby.
That
is, buddy.
As California Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman puts it, invoking that privilege doesn't protect a principle, it protects a person.
California's Henry Waxman also the is guilty
of being
really?
Hot.
Of being
so hot.
Yes.
The alien congressman.
Quoting Waxman, if the vice president did nothing wrong, what is there to hide? And Waxman's ready to file contempt citations against Bush's latest attorney general for not turning over these documents.
I think really what he should do is just to get them on his spaceship and fly them to Melmac.
Is that where he's from?
Looks like yes, Congressman Waxman.
Is he made of wax?
Have you seen this guy?
I've not.
Yeah. A funny-looking man.
Henry Waxman?
Yeah, you get a chance tonight to go on the old internet, right, Rob, and take a look at Henry Waxman.
And tell us if you don't agree.
See if like his chest is bubbling up with like an alien baby inside.
In another Nixon-like move, the president's distancing himself from a fundraising scandal over his future presidential library.
Mm-hmm.
Congress is investigating whether a lobbyist offered to trade access to foreign policy officials in exchange for money to build that library.
This always makes me curious, because when you're talking about building the presidential...
He found Waxman.
Oh, he's looking at Waxman.
Funny man, isn't he?
If there's a chance, maybe we could get that up on the website. A little picture of Henry Waxman. I think it's appropriate. There he is, Buzz. Take a look at him. There he is.
Yeah, I'm a little scared.
Doesn't
now.
That look like it should be on the cover of the Weekly World News?
Do you remember on the original Star Trek, on the closing credits, they would just show pictures of aliens?
That's it.
That's him.
He could be in a Lloyd Kaufman movie.
He can. He's like the Miracle Bat Boy.
It just seems to me that when you're building a presidential library, mm-hmm. and this is whether it's Clinton, Reagan, it doesn't matter.
Should be quite a library.
They're not going to get any personal profit out of this, right? It's just their legacy and whether it's bigger, taller,
well,
nicer.
I bet he gets merchandise.
Think he gets the merchandising rights?
I bet he does.
For the T-shirts and stuff?
Well, you laughed. You know what the biggest seller at the Yorba Linda at the Nixon Library is?
What is it?
Is Elvis and Nixon pictures and memorabilia.
Oh, yeah.
And they sell a ton of it.
They make a lot of money off that.
I would imagine. I don't know. But I would imagine that money doesn't go into the pockets of the former presidents.
I bet it does.
All right. We'll have to find out.
What they're going to do is get hair product from the grooming lounge.
they needed another plug.
What's Maddie's friend's name again?
Matt.
That's right. Hi, Matt. How you doing, buddy?
He's having a birthday today.
Yeah. Synthetic motor oil.
The White House says, yes, the president knows this lobbyist, but is not taking any calls about the fundraising.
All right.
Speaking of contempt of Congress, most of us are guilty of it. The latest numbers show Americans hate Congress now as much as its worst moments in history.
I can understand why.
A Gallup poll shows Congress approval rating dropping another 5 points last month.
I love Congress.
That brings the... Oh, you're the guy.
It's fantastic.
I know, Rob. You've always been a big supporter.
I mean, you give me the three branches of government, I'm legislative all the time.
I know. You have the T-shirt.
Yeah, I like Henry Waxman.
I hate the judicial branch.
Only wish he was green.
They can lick it.
That brings the lawmaking bodies to a 19% approval rating. Only 2 out of 10 Americans have any faith at all in these guys, and this time it's mostly the Democrats who are to blame. Their approval rating dropped between June and July from 23% to 11%.
What do you think of them, folks, huh?
Yeah. Hey, shut up.
Shut up.
You know, I like the House and the Senate equally.
Oh, that's nice, Rob.
They're both fantastic.
I'm so glad you're happy
Different terms, but they're all great guys to a person.
You'd feel differently if you weren't drinking those chocolate shakes.
You'd feel differently if you understood.
Republican popularity was actually up that same month from 15 to 19%.
What am I saying?
What have I been saying?
Finally, Police in Indiana have busted up a marijuana farm, which was discovered in a remote part of a Girl Scout camp.
Scouting.
The garden was spotted by a state trooper's airplane. 5,000 plants in all, divided by age into sections. Some of the plants were ready for harvest. Some were still growing. Others had just been planted.
How big
divided
do the plants...
by, I'm sorry, Rob, divided by age, does that mean like they have vintages?
Well, yeah, some were ready for harvest. Let me say it again. Some were ready for harvest. Some were still growing, and some had just been planted.
Ah, we have a nice Maui Wowie 2005 that you'd be interested in.
Buzz, I know you talk to people all the time.
Have
any of them ever told you how big a marijuana plant gets before you harvest it?
I don't know how tall they can grow. I don't think 6 feet is uncommon for a mature plant.
Wow, isn't that something?
Yeah. How about that?
Shocker he knows
that's
about
just
that.
A guess.
Right.
Friends told him.
In the bust, police also arrested two men and charged them with possession of more than 1,000 plants and intent to distribute. The pot apparently never made its way into any of the Girl Scouts' baked goods. If that were the case, then we'd be talking instead about brownies.
Oh, God.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Want to thank Lloyd Kaufman, director of Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead. He was a lot of fun to talk to. Also, AOL's TV editor-in-chief, Scott Robson. And let's thank the people from the Grooming Lounge for that funny little makeover that Pater had.
Who?
Tomorrow on the big show, it's BYOB Friday!
Yay!
The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. And our phone screener is Mr. Joe Artinger. Our show comes to you from WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Pater Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with a quickie because I just didn't have time.
Uh-huh.
Roses are red, rebels are gray. I'm in a great mood because Peter looks gay. Thanks a lot. We'll see you for BYOB Friday tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Gay.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.